Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is providing an update on several recent cases within the DA's office, saying, quote, every successful prosecution sends a clear message. Violent crime, predatory behavior, and repeat offending will be met with accountability. Our prosecutors work every day to protect victims, uphold the law, and keep the people of Reno and Washoe County safe. In the first case, Eddie Lau Rodriguez has been convicted of battery with the use of a deadly weapon and own or possess a firearm by a prohibited person. In September of last year, officers with the Reno Police Department were called to Renown on the report of someone having been shot. The victim told police that he had been visiting a friend, Lau Rodriguez, when the defendant shot him. The man had gone to visit Lau Rodriguez to discuss vehicles and finances, which turned into an argument. Lau Rodriguez went inside his house and told the victim he was getting a cigarette. When he came back outside, the defendant brought with him a Ruger 10/22 rifle and shot the victim in the legs from behind. The victim ran, and Lau Rodriguez continued to shoot, chasing him. At the scene, officers found the gun and corresponding fired and unfired cartridges throughout the house and yard. Sentencing is set for May 26 before the Honorable Kathleen Draculich with Deputy District Attorney Rebecca Koss. Lau Rodriguez faces up to 16 years in prison. In a second case, Ryan Massalotto has been sentenced to 20 years in prison with parole eligibility in 8 years after he attacked a 78-year-old RTC driver in February of 2025. Video from the bus showed Massalotto had been sitting at the back of the bus when he walked up to the driver and asked him to stop. After the driver pulled the bus over, the defendant said he changed his mind and wanted to be taken to the next bus stop. Again, the driver complied, and again, Massalotto said he decided he wanted to go ahead to the next stop. At that point, the driver told the defendant he needed to get off the bus. The defendant then attacked the driver, hitting him in the head and knocking him to the ground, where he repeatedly hit, kicked, and stomped on the man. Massalotto then drove the bus a short distance before cursing at the victim on the ground and leaving. The driver was taken to the hospital with multiple fractured ribs and jaw and trauma to his head and face. Deputy District Attorney Whitney Digesti represented the state in this case. The Honorable David Hardy imposed the maximum sentence. In our third case, LaShawn Lee has been sentenced to 30 years in prison with parole eligibility after 10 years after he was convicted of 2 counts of robbery. In November of 2024, officers with the Reno Police Department responded to the report of a robbery. The victim told police he had been at some local casinos earlier the prior evening where he met Lee. The two men became friendly, decided to go grab some breakfast, and Lee offered to drive. Lee led the victim down an alley and abruptly punched him in the face and knocked him to the ground. The defendant then robbed the man of $1,400 in cash and ran away. 2 weeks later, a second victim contacted RPD saying he had also been robbed. Video surveillance inside a local casino showed Lee and the man chatting and then leaving together. Again, Lee attacked the victim and stole $440 from him before running. Deputy District Attorney Lorena Valencia represented the state in this case. The Honorable Lynn Jones imposed the sentence, commenting on how calculated the robberies were. In our last case, we have Moises Mancielas, who has been sentenced as a habitual criminal with his 6th felony conviction for eluding. In October of last year, RPD noticed a car that had been reported as stolen at a local convenience store, with the defendant in the driver's seat. When the officers tried to block the car in the lot and turned on their lights, Mancielas rammed into the patrol car and took off, going about 80 miles an hour. After chasing the car, officers had to stop their pursuit due to safety concerns. Later, officers with the regional gang unit found the car abandoned. 2 days later, they were able to find the defendant and arrest him. Deputy DA Yu Meng argued for habitual sentence enhancement, as well as 12 and a half years in prison. The Honorable Egan Walker imposed the sentence requested by the state.